Good Lawyer, written by Thomas Bonino and read by Dan Triantaflo.
If there were no bad people, there would be no good lawyers. Charles Dickens. This novel's inspired by a true story. In the end, it was her virginity that would do her in. Late afternoon, December 24th, 1981. A verdict was reached a mere 30 minutes after deliberations had begun. Were Christmas not less than a day away, I would have figured it for a courthouse record. Just 2.5 years out of law school, this was my 7th trial, and I was hoping my 7th victory. As I waited in the lingering quiet of the courtroom, a virulent chill penetrated the bleak walnut-paneled walls, and my eyes locked on the man sitting next to me. Like the bust of a Philistine, head held high, his smug expression never wavered, even when he refused probation and 60 days in jail to face trial and a mandatory 8 1/3 years in state prison. His folded hands rested firmly on the defense table, not far from mine. Our flesh tones nearly identical. I was reminded, once again, that we were both Italian-American. Angelo Bonagura made a dashing figure in his brown disco suit and white lapel shirt as he picked up Dina Rios outside a party in the Pelham section of the Bronx. A local boy, his Travolta look was hampered only by a thick mustache that made him look older than his 21 years. His ride? A shiny new Trans Am. Dina had just turned 18. She accepted this stranger's offer to take her home. When he started to drink in sloppy gulps from a pint bottle of rye, she asked him to pull over. He ignored her and pulled her behind a trailer in the deserted parking lot of an A&P. After popping down the front passenger bucket seat, he turned Dina on her stomach, yanked down her jeans, and raped her. When she took the stand to testify, I reassessed the jury I had carefully selected with the limited peremptory challenges at my disposal. 3 were Italian-American, 1, a heavyset elderly woman with a cheerful smile and thin shadow of a mustache, couldn't stop smiling at me while she and the other jurors filed in. As the panel of 4 women and 8 men struggled to get comfortable in their seats, the assistant district attorney, his head rigid, eyes staring straight ahead, ignored their entrance. This was his 3rd felony trial. The fingers of his right hand unmasked his nervousness as they fiddled with an evidence bag containing the victim's panties. "Let's party" was emblazoned in silver script across the backside. An adjacent manila folder contained the police reports with the entry, "The complainant suffered no discernible physical injuries. There were no cuts, no bruises, and no blood, though Dina Rios testified that she was a virgin when she was raped. She failed to add that she had lost her cherry years earlier in a car accident. That she refused to tell her parents or report the rape to the police for over a week didn't further her cause. Her parents, natives of Puerto Rico, sat vigilantly behind the railed balustrade in the 2nd row of the courtroom, clutching their daughter seated between them. Years of working in the hot sun were scalded into every deep line of her father's chiseled complexion. Her mother's skin was a creamy white. At 45 years, she was even more beautiful than her daughter, and the daughter was quite beautiful. When the judge addressed the jury, I peeked at the young girl's anxious eyes one last time. The foreman, a tall man in his 50s, with cropped gray hair and a forehead gleaming with perspiration, loudly read the verdict. "On all counts, not guilty." The defendant lunged out of his chair, hands high in victory. The judge promptly ordered him to be seated. Muffled sobs emanated from the mother and daughter. I dared not look back and quickly moved to have the record sealed. The clerk, a Bronx courthouse elder seated at a desk beside a wall of dingy oversized casement windows, stamped the court papers with callous ease. I reflexively stiffened as my guilty client hugged me. When he let go, my entire body shuddered as the young girl burst forth with an agonizing wail. "He raped me. Rot in hell. Rot in hell, you bastard."